Hello, Coshocton County. We are officially halfway through July and it appears the heat is here to stay. Over the past week, it was also a blessing to receive a few timely showers. We need these timely showers to continue, especially over the next 3 weeks as our corn and soybean crops will be both moving into the reproductive stages. For corn, that means tasseling and silking, and for soybeans, that means flowering and setting pods. Last week was wheat harvest week here in Coshocton County, as over 92% of our local wheat crop was harvested. Do you know that our Coshocton County farmers grow over 2,000 acres of wheat? As an added bonus, after the wheat is harvested, our farmers are able to bale wheat straw. I have heard really good wheat yields being reported by our farmers. In addition, a lot of good hay continues to be made, and as I was out scouting fields yesterday, I saw first, second, and even third cutting being made across the county, and the balers will be rolling in full force again today. As far as gardening, local gardens are starting to push out a lot of zucchini and cucumbers. In fact, from our garden, we have already canned 4 batches of pickles for this winter, and I was able to convince my sister to drive 2 hours from Chillicothe to take 26 zucchinis off of our hands. I was also very excited to see that Shoemaker Farms were able to start selling their sweet corn this past weekend. Sweet corn season is my favorite time of the year. Speaking of gardens, now is the time to scout for diseases and insects. The master gardeners mentioned during the gardening program here on WTNS last Friday about the need to scout your gardens for diseases and insects. We are hearing reports of Japanese beetles all across the county. In fact, in our own garden, they have already tried to decimate our rhubarb and our grapes. Japanese beetles are not hard to miss because they have copper-colored wings and shiny metallic green heads. In fact, they will feed on over 400 different species of plants and have been a nuisance pest in the United States since 1916. Adult beetles are skeletonizers, meaning that they eat the leaf tissue between the leaf veins but leave the veins behind. Attacked leaves look like lace that soon withers and dies. Not only do Japanese beetles damage leaves on plants, they can also impact our yards. Female Japanese beetles take a break from eating to burrow into the soil to lay eggs 2 to 4 inches deep in the soil. In total, each female can lay 40 to 60 eggs, which after about 10 days develop into larvae, or C-shaped white grubs, which begin to forage on the roots of our lawns. Usually we don't notice anything until our lawns start to die in mid to late August, and then often it is too late to react. So you should take action as soon as you see the beetles. The best way is just to collect adults by hand. The best time to do this is early in the morning when they are still sluggish. Just put a few inches of water into a container along with a few drops of soap. Then when you catch those beetles, just drop it into the soapy water. There are also a variety of chemicals that homeowners can purchase to spray on the beetles to kill them as well. Just make sure to read and follow the label. On a side note, Japanese beetle traps are not recommended for managing populations of beetles. Research has shown that the traps attract far more beetles than they can actually trap, and they actually may end up doing more damage than good. OSU Extension has a great fact sheet on Japanese beetles, which can be accessed on the Coshocton County Master Gardeners Facebook page, or you can receive it by calling our extension office at 740-622-2265. Now on to our pasture walk. Area beef producers are invited to join the Coshocton Soil and Water Conservation District, the Natural Resource Conservation Service, and OSU Extension at a summer pasture walk on Tuesday, July 28th at the Jim Shoemaker Farm located on County Road 124 in West Lafayette. We will begin the program at 6:30 p.m., and during the pasture walk, attendees will learn about a new grazing system and conservation practices installed at the farm. We hope you will join us for this informal walk. Attend and gain ideas on how you can improve your grazing systems and beef handling. There's no cost to attend. However, reservations are appreciated as we want to ensure healthy practices due to the coronavirus pandemic. Just call the Coshocton Soil and Water Conservation District at 740-622-8087 to pre-register. Again, that number, 740-622-8087. In closing, at OSU Extension, we are proud to work for Coshocton County to help improve our families, farms, and businesses. Please feel free to contact the OSU Extension office in Coshocton County For more information at 740-622-2265 or visit us on our website at coshocton.osu.edu. This is David Marison, Extension Educator for Agriculture and Natural Resources, wishing you a good and safe day.